Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Well, the daytime Emmy nominations came out today, and let me just say, I am a lot happier this time around than I was at this time last year. So we'll be discussing and breaking them down from who we think should win to who will actually probably win. And as usual, I've got my co-host, that's my sidekick, Emily, with me. And
I was muted, wasn't I?
What?
I was muted during that, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
Because I said something profound. No one heard it.
Oh, well. But we do have somebody else on the line with us who's kind of a dear friend to both of us.
She's our third wheel.
Oh.
Basically.
And she takes over the show when either me or M can't be there.
She's like the third wheel in this marriage.
On vacation. Like, yep, she's like a third co-host.
Yeah,
so,
like, okay, Jason, Sam, and Carly. Like, she's Carly to the Jason and Sam that is us.
I don't think she...
There we go.
Appreciate you saying that, but...
Oh, yeah, she hates them. My bad.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and bring on Kathy to the show.
Hi, guys. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Kathy. What's up, girl?
I'm a little missed about being Carly, but aside from that...
Well,
you know.
Yeah. No,
that's
you're the proverbial Carly.
I don't think
she'd
appreciate you
really
saying that.
Yeah, I didn't think about it before it came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's like most things.
Oh, well,
I don't
whatever.
Think about them before they come out of my mouth. Okay.
It's,
I think...
It's okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's okay. I love you guys anyway, so there you go.
Okay, well, we love you,
yeah,
too.
I think before
we break it down by category, we should give an overall impression. So how are y'all feeling about the nominations as a whole?
I'm feeling pretty good.
I think it was a whole lot better than they did last year. I'm a lot more pleased with the category. There are a couple of eye-rolling, inducing nominees on the list, but there always are, so I can live with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have only minor myths about it, but as I was saying, I'm a lot happier this time around as opposed to this time last year. I'm a lot happier with the list.
Yeah, I agree. I only have one complaint. Like, I'll mention it when we get to it, but I only have, like, one complaint that came to me immediately, but other than that, I'm pretty satisfied. I'm not as pissed about it as I was last year because I feel like a lot of people got screwed last year. They did a decent job this year, and shout out to General Hospital for being the most nominated, because that's definitely not the usual. So
no.
I'm proud of our little show.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all want to...
Okay, so
let's
get started.
Get to the nominees.
Okay, well, I guess let's start first with Outstanding Drama Series. The nominees for Drama Series are The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, and The Young and the Restless. So this time, GH didn't get shut out of the noms for Outstanding
Which I think is the biggest load of crap that's ever happened, because there's four soaps, and they nominate three of them normally and not General Hospital.
Yeah.
That's making that. Okay, Cody, do your predictions. You can go first.
Well, first of all, I don't watch this show, but from everything I'm seeing on Twitter, I don't know how Days got into this. I don't know how Days got into this.
I see good and bad things. Like, part of me, Days of Our Lives is a hot mess right now, from what I've heard. But at the same time, I think as a whole, it's a good show. I just think it has its moments of sucking, just like General Hospital does.
Mm-hmm.
So,
actually, as a Days viewer, I'll, and I'm on off and on Days viewer, and right now I'm off because it's kind of bad right now.
It's actually
flipped around like that. Days of Our Lives is generally very schlocky with moments of greatness. And they usually have one really great A storyline that tends to run away, and that's why they end up getting nominated for these every year and winning sometimes. because they usually have one really good story, but they bank everything in that one story, and the rest of it is and that's Day's MO currently, but we'll see what happens with these new writers they're bringing in. So.
I've been trying to get interested in it, but I'm an off viewer right now. I was trying to be an on viewer, but homegirl got bored. So, because, okay, the last time I watched the show, I was sick, so that probably didn't help because I was, like, high up on drugs. But I was watching it, and, like, I don't know what the deal with, but some art, like, art sculpture piece that they were fighting over or something. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Am I crazy? Like,
it's bad. It's beyond bad. I wouldn't even try to figure it out.
I don't know what was going on, but some woman had this, like, art piece or whatever, and she, like, had it hidden, and then this chick, like, came and was like, where's it at? And then the lady left, and then I don't know who these characters were. I swear, I'm not crazy. And then she's like, ha-ha, I have it, and I was confused, and, like, JJ was sleeping with someone else, and Paige was pissed at him, and Kayla was telling her to get over it. That's the last episode I saw, so, yeah. Okay. Anyway.
So, Cody, who do you think?
A really long, like, detour. I apologize. I won't do that again.
That kind of was. But, you know, I'm a two-soap watcher. I watch YNR and GH, obviously. Now, when I was in college, I would watch a three or four soap at the time when I was in college. But nowadays, I think it's a toss-up between a GH and probably Bold and Beautiful, though.
Okay, who do you think should win, who do you want, and who will win?
I think Bold and Beautiful will take it. I want GH to take it.
Cool.
And I think GH should take it. So.
All right, Kathy, what about you?
I think out of the four, and I have watched, like I said, Days off and on, but, you know, three of them pretty consistently. I'm not a YNR viewer. But I think that who I want to win is GH. GH is always my heart. They've been ignored some really great stories past couple of years, and they're always going to be my pick for who I want to win this. Who I think should win? Actually, I think GH should win. I think that Bold and Beautiful and GH have been the most consistently watchable and entertaining shows over the past year that I've really gotten into. GH just kind of they raised the game with that the Michael Quartermain thing. I'm still kind of on a high from all that. And who I think will win? I think with all the signs are in the air with all of the nominations that are coming out through GH, maybe they're finally ready to give them a win. But I would say my second pick there for who will win would be B&B. Because it's like I said, those two have been the ones that have been consistently entertaining this year.
Okay, so I do not watch Bold and Beautiful, and I am on and off with Days of Our Lives and Young and the Restless. So with that being said, I think the General Hospital should win, and I want General Hospital to win because that's my show. And I feel like they've done really good things. I know people are pissed about, like, every single thing that goes on that show. Like, every day someone's mad about something. But at the end of the day, they have good stuff with moments of crap, but for the most part, more good than crap. And who I think will probably win, I don't know, because I feel like General Hospital should deserve it, but normally the people that deserve it don't win it. Well, not normally, but that seems to be a common problem, so I'm thinking maybe Bold and Beautiful might win. Maybe Young and the Restless, because we know how they like to win their awards. We'll see.
Well, and you know, YNR does have those clips from, you know, who was it? Billy Miller's character and Michael Meany's character from their exits. I know Adam and what was the other character's name? Billy? Was it Billy?
Yeah, Billy.
And I mean, so and those were excellent clips. I mean, they really, was that from last year, though, or was that? Okay.
I think it was last year. Yeah, because,
this year have come out, have they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that was more recent, like recent enough to be on this year's reel, but I could be wrong, so I'm not sure. Okay, Kathy, next category.
We have Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series, and our nominees are Peggy McKay from Days of Our Lives, Allison Sweeney from Days of Our Lives, Gina Tognoni from Young and the Restless, Mara West from General Hospital and Laura Wright from General Hospital. And let me qualify. I'm going to go ahead and say this. As much as I loathe Carly, I love Laura Wright. So I don't like mean tweets.
Retweet. I was asking Charity if you wanted to go first, but what were you saying?
For me, this is a three-way race. I'll get it out in a second. between Ellie Sweeney, Agena Tognoni, and Mara West. So
good choices. I like. Okay, yep. Kathy, you want to go?
Who I think should win is Mara West. And because I out of all of them, she is the most consistently good performer. She doesn't bring it when she gets special scenes. She brings it every single day, every single scene, no matter who's in the scene with her. She's a giving performer, and she is just amazing. So she's who I think should win it. Who do I want to win it? Well, I guess it's probably obvious from the way I just went on and on and on about her. Mara West is my choice for that. Who I think will win it, I think they're going to throw the nostalgic, oh, my gosh, she's had so many years in daytime, mm-hmm. and now she's gone, and everybody loves Allison
Sweeney.
Yeah, I think she'll probably get it out of that nostalgia. She had some great themes this past year to submit. The difference is that she isn't always given material like that. And so hopefully Mara West will take that win away, but I have a feeling they're going to get it pretty shiny.
Okay,
I agree,
so who I think should win is different from who I want to win. Like, I think, my phone just made that I'm dying sound. Okay, who I think should win is Paige McKay, just because, I don't know, I just love her, like, so much. I don't know what it is. I just want her to win. Well, I guess I want whatever. I also want Laura Wright to win. I don't know if it's because I love her character so much, because I love her, or because she's just really great. I think maybe it's a combination. And I'm not sure what she submitted, but I'm kind of thinking it was probably that wedding hot mess that went down. And so maybe I don't see her winning, but I would like for that to happen. Who will win? I'm thinking Allison Sweeney. But I think Gina Tognoni could win too. But I think Allison Sweeney will win just for the simple fact that she left Days of Our Lives this year.
Yep.
Kathy, take it away.
All right.
Okay, outstanding lead actor in a drama series, and this is where you're going to get my eye roll on this first one. Anthony Geary, General Hospital.
Eye roll.
Christian LeBlanc, The Young and the Restless. Billy Miller, The Young and the Restless. So it must have been this past year that those scenes I was thinking about were, because he's on the list for Y&R. And then Jason Thompson from General Hospital.
Cody?
All right. For me, who I want to win, I'm going to go against the grain here and go Billy Miller for Y&R.
Oh, I
will. Who I think will win is probably Jason Thompson. Who should win is probably Jason Thompson. So.
Okay, Kathy?
Well, I'm going to go completely opposite of everything that Cody just said. Who I think should win is Billy Miller. Those scenes that I watched, I I'm not a Y&R watcher. I went and watched those scenes when those two guys exited, and holy cow, there was some amazing acting going on. And who do I want to win? I'm going to say Billy Miller, too, because, again, those scenes were phenomenal. And I don't want to discount Jason Thompson, because I do love him, but I'm just trying to think of any material he could have submitted this past year that would have been really impactful. And I'm not – I guess maybe the scenes with Gabriel, but to me that was really more about Teresa Castillo. She really kind of took those scenes and lifted them. He did some good solid work, but he was definitely not the star of that show. And then the who will win, of course, is Tony Geary, because he's got to play crazy this year, and it's self-indulgent and scenery chewing and everything else. And we all know how everybody loves to give Tony Geary about 15,000 awards.
Oh, yeah. I roll with Tony Geary. Okay.
No. Can I say something right quick? Billy Miller on Y&R, loved him. Billy Miller on GH, not so much.
it goes back to the material, I think, on that. Billy is right now he's not being given the material. He was being given on a Y&R, and that says a lot considering where the writing was at Y&R last year.
Right, I agree. All right, next.
Okay, so wait, I didn't go.
Oh, wait. Yes, right.
Okay, so who I think should win? I don't know. The person I think should win did not get a nomination. So that was my big complaint, is that Tyler Christopher didn't get a nomination, but I'll get over it. I think Billy Miller should win. Do I want to win? I don't really know. I mean, I like Jason Thompson, but I don't see what he could have submitted that would be, like, super, super great that would, like, win him an Emmy. And who will win? Let's be realistic. Tony Geary is probably going to win because, you know, everybody... All hail Tony Geary. I roll. In case you didn't get it from the tone of my voice. I'm sorry, but ever since Laura left General Hospital, I really don't have much use for Luke Spencer.
You know, I miss the days that I liked Luke Spencer as a character.
Me too.
I miss those days.
I used to like him individually as well as in a pairing. With Laura, like, they're my favorite couple, everybody knows that, but I used to like him as an individual, but ever since this mess started with him going crazy or whatever is going on, I don't like him anymore. I just don't know what it is. It's just totally killed me. Like you said previously, like a long time ago on another show, that it's like a self-serving thing, and you can tell he's into it, but I feel like nobody else is. Not to discount anybody else's acting, but, I mean, I don't know. I just think it's all about him, and...
And he kind of has a history of that in there. I mean, there's always the big, shiny Tony Geary moment sometime during the year. And
yeah.
It's very formulaic at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's getting old.
So the next category we've got is Outstanding Supporting Actress in the Drama Series. The nominees are Lindsay Godfrey from The Bold and the Beautiful, Amelia Heimel of The Young and the Restless, Elizabeth Hendrickson, The Young and the Restless, Fenella Hughes, General Hospital, and Lisa LoCicero from General Hospital.
Take it away, Tony.
This is kind of my eye roll category because I didn't really get this category to be totally and absolutely honest with you because I was thinking back in and I don't see what any of these actresses could have submitted. I just like back on the outstanding early actor category. But if I had to choose who I want to win, probably Lisa LoCicero. Who
is that? Because you like her acting, or you like her? Wink, wink.
Acting. Acting.
Okay.
It's really acting.
I'm just kidding.
Who should win and who will win is probably Liz Hendrickson.
Kathy?
To me, this was a tough category because I kind of agree with Cody here. This was really, to be completely frank, and I loathe saying this because actresses are my heart, but this category was the weak link in the Emmy this year.
Mm-hmm.
Even the prenoms were not particularly strong, which tells me more not about the acting quality of the actors, but more about the weak material that's being given women on these shows. But anyway, that's a rant for a different day. Who I think
But we can do a whole show about it if you want, because I feel you on that rant.
Yeah. Who I think should win is Fenella Hughes. Who I want to win is Fenella Hughes. Who do I think will win? I think they'll go with the repeat with Amelia Heinle. She's young, she's pretty, she got to cry, you know.
That is great, okay. Who should win? Fenella Hughes. Who I want to win? Fenella Hughes. Or I would be satisfied with Lisa LoCicero because I do love her too. Who will probably win? I'm kind of torn between Liz Hendrickson and Amelia Heinle because, you know, young, pretty, they both got to cry, so whatever. We just deduced soaps in 5 minutes or less. Young
yeah, we did.
Had to cry. Okay.
Pretty much.
Kathy, next category.
Okay, so the next category is Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series. This is actually a really strong category. The nominees are Scott Clifton from The Bold and Beautiful, Chad Duhl from General Hospital, Christoph St. John from The Young and the Restless, and Jacob Young from The Bold and the Beautiful.
Cody?
I'm going to say this right now, and I know you'll love me for it, Kathy. If Chad Dill does not win, I'm done. I'm done. Chad Dill doesn't win. I'm
That's
done.
That's a different opinion than I thought you were going to spit out there, to be honest. But.
So that's who I think will win, who should win, and who I think will win, who I probably will win, is probably Scott Clifton.
Interesting choice, Kathy.
Well, and I want to reiterate what strong category this is. These are all phenomenal actors. They've had really
they
good
are.
Years. And it's going to come down to the material that they were given, to be completely frank. That said, I'm with Cody on this. Chad Dill, this is his year. He really needs to win this category. He was given some awesome material to play with. He played
yes, he
the absolute hell out of that material and delivered it. He made me take a character that I was mostly mediocre about and make him one of my favorite characters of the year. You know, I'm all about the Michael Quartermain here. That said, I will throw out that Jacob Young is having a field day right now on Bold and Beautiful, being Dark Rick, with all of the stuff that's been going on with the whole Caroline and Ridge thing and, you know, his hookup with Maya that's turned into something even bigger this year that probably will be mentioned next year.
yep.
But he is definitely having a blast doing what he's doing, and it's been so much fun to watch, too. I love Scott Clifton and Christoph St. John, but Christoph St. John just got stuck in that triangle of hell for months and months and months and months, and I don't think it's going anywhere. Scott Clifton, he's just sitting really, oh, God, if they give an award because of the Weepy Hope Wyatt triangle, I'm just going to sport my eyes
out. That's
so,
all on
yeah.
Twitter is the Hope Wyatt crap.
I am all about some Chad Dill in this category.
Okay, so I think that Chad Dill should win because I hate Michael so much, but he made me hate him, so that's good acting. So he should win. He's who I want to win. However, I love Christoph St. John, but I feel like you said, triangle of hell, it's probably not going anywhere, and, you know, it is what it is, and it's about the material, because it's not, everybody, they're all good actors. I mean, it's not a matter of who's a better actor, because they're all really good. So it's just a matter of what they got to do, and I think that Chad had the strongest material, so I'm going to say he's going to win.
I do want to add something with this category real quick, though. I want to say that it's an absolute travesty that included in these nominees was not Blake Bears from Days of Our Lives. Absolute travesty, because he had the most phenomenal run as Nick, especially this past year, and maybe it was one of those out of sight, out of mind things since the story wrapped up towards the beginning of the year, but it is absolutely tragic that he is not on that list.
And you know what? I found it surprising. I mean, I don't know. I just don't like the fact that Roger Hilworth is not a nominee. But was he even a pre-nominee? I don't remember.
Who are
you
talking about?
Was.
Who?
I think he was, Roger Hilworth.
Roger Howard.
He was not. He doesn't ever submit his name. He is not on the pre-nominee.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a shame, to be honest. Because he was pretty great.
It really is a
playing
shame.
His crazy-ass Franco, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wedding, disaster, kidnapping people. Like,
right.
Okay, he's amazing. But whatever.
But anyway.
Some people don't feel the need to submit, so that's their prerogative. Kathy,
yep.
Next category.
Next.
Okay, outstanding younger actress in a drama series. We've got Kristen Alderson from General Hospital, Camila Bannis from Days of Our Lives, Hunter King from Young and the Restless, and Haley Poulos from General Hospital.
Cody?
All right. All these actors are just powerhouses, but who I think should win and who I want to win, I think Haley Poulos takes it. Who probably should win is, again, and who probably will win, I mean, is, again, probably a Haley. So that's my two cents.
Cassie, what do you think?
Who I think should win in this category is Camila Banas. She was not somebody that was popular with me when she first came on Dave, but and especially even up until that whole Nick storyline as he was starting to exit, she really grew into that role, especially like maybe the past 3 or 4 months right before she left, and she was killing it by the time she was done. So I think I want to give her some props there for that. Who I want to win, I thought Haley Poulos had some great scenes with Rick's fake death. She has just really grown up in front of our eyes and grown into an amazing actress. I think she would be great. I just don't know if they're going to recognize her because of her age. Most of the people in the younger actress are actually much older than she is. And then who I think will win is because she's young and pretty and cries a lot is Hunter King.
That's pretty accurate, actually. I think who I want and who should win, Haley Poulos. Like, she was making me cry during Rick's fake death. I felt so bad for her. And who I think will win, I'm with Kathy. I think Hunter King. Because she does cry a lot. That's true. Whenever I watch, she's crying. Every time I turn it on and she's on, she's crying. I don't know if her character just weeps a lot, if that's a character trait, or if she just has a really hard life. I don't know. But if I am flipping through and if I turn to that channel and when I'm flipping through, if she's on the screen, she's crying. Like, I don't get it. Her character is just an emotional character. That's what we'll say. Kathy, next category.
Outstanding young director in a drama series. We've got Brian Craig from General Hospital. We got Max Eric from Young and the Restless, Taquan Richmond from General Hospital, and Freddie Smith from Days of Our Lives. Cody?
All right. As in the last category, who I think should win, who I want to win, and who I should win is the same person, Brian Craig.
Kathy, I have to disagree with you on this one. I think Brian Craig's year should have been last year. I think Brian Craig this year has done nothing but be basically a stump and talking post for Sonny. And it's really done, this year's writing for his character has really done a service to the character. It's really made a lot of people not like his character anymore. I'm one of them. And I really don't think that he's been doing much but basically parroting everything that Sonny Parenta says. So we've definitely seen stronger years from Brian Craig, and I just don't think this is his year. Who I think should win is Taquan Richmond. They've got such a talent in that kid, and they do not use him anywhere near enough on General Hospital. Anytime they give him something, he delivers it unbelievably. Who I want to win, same thing, Taquan Richmond. Who I think probably will is I think they're going to give this to Freddie Smith from Days of Our Lives. They had that whole wedding with Will and Sonny last year. They had, their strife and all kinds of stuff that's going down with them right now that kind of started at the end of last year. So we had some strong stuff at the beginning of the year, and I think they're probably going to recognize that.
Okay, so I'm kind of a mix here. So the whole Brian Craig thing, what you were saying about him kind of making me not like Morgan anymore. I'm totally opposite. He has made me like Morgan more, but I think it depends on which side of the Sonny debate you're on. Not debate, but which team you're on. Are you team Sonny or are you team Michael? Whatever. It has made me like Brian, or not Brian. It has made me like Morgan more. I love that he's like so, I don't know, I just feel like he's really like grown up and stopped being such a little wuss, because I felt like before he was totally like acting like a chick. I don't know. That sounds really bad. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but that's my thought. So, not him, but, like, his character, not Brian. Okay, so I want Brian Craig to win, who I think should win. Taquan Richmond. I'm with Kathy. Who I think will win, probably Freddie Smith. I don't think Taquan will be acknowledged like he should be. And I don't think Brian will get it. I just have a feeling that Brian won't win it. But I think that I think Freddie has a really good chance of winning it. Or even Max. I don't know. But I don't think that Take One will win, even though I think he should.
All right.
Kathy, do we have another one?
Yeah, we have got Outstanding Daytime Drama Writing Team, which I think is important for Drama. The nominees are the Big Four: Golden the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, and Young and the Restless.
Cody? We're giving you the hard job. We're making you go first.
Exactly. Who I want to win and who I think will win, and who should win is probably GH, who probably will win is Bold and Beautiful.
Yeah, I could see that. What about you, Kathy?
I am completely happy if GH or Bold and Beautiful wins this category. That said, I really want General Hospital to win this year. I think they should win it. I throw the Bold and Beautiful in there because they have a great, consistent, strong writing staff that always thinks ahead. They're able to, get stories and set them up long-term in a way that just makes your head spin when they pay off. So they are definitely on that list as well. I just love what's been done with GH this year. There have been some down moments, but when they hit hard, and consistently it is entertaining and watchable. But I would say that if Bold and Beautiful won this category, I wouldn't be disappointed. If the other two win it, then I quit.
Yeah, I quit if Days of Our Lives wins, but
yeah, Days wins.
I'm
done if Days wins.
Days also has a place in my heart, but I don't think they deserve that award. But I really want General Hospital to win. I think the only problem I have with the writing team at General Hospital is that they tend to sometimes set something up for the long haul and then change it on the way. They'll set a story up, and you think it's going to go a certain way, and then they totally change gears mid-story, and then they get to the same, resolution, but it changed in the middle. Like, this thing with Luke at the beginning, it was very clear that it was two separate people. You know, we had the fake Luke shoving these drugs in the real Luke and all this, and now it's the same person. I think they changed their minds, but I mean, I don't really have any major complaints, so I really hope they take it. But I would be fine if Bold and the Beautiful take it, because I hear nothing but good things about that show these days, except for those people that are complaining about that whole Hope Wyatt triangle deal. But if Young and the Restless wins it, I'm done, because I honestly, that show is so boring to me. I just don't find it interesting. I cannot get into it, so I think that goes back to the writing. And that's my two cents.
Right.
Well, I think we've got probably three more categories for things that are kind of applicable to what we've been talking about. The rest of them are kind of minor categories.
Right.
But the next one is Outstanding Daytime Drama Directing Team. The nominees are the Big Four again: Bold and Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, Young and the Restless.
Cody?
General Hospital.
Just say General Hospital.
Okay,
I'm happy.
I mean, I've got to go with GH on this one, too. Again, with Bold and Beautiful as a second one, they usually have some pretty tight directing. They get to the point. It's a half-an-hour show, so the directing style is completely different. But it's still very effective. So either one of those I'm fine with.
When I think of directing, I think of, the acting, not the acting side per se, but, everything that goes into it, because they do a lot. They block everything. They say, do this, do this, do this. And I'm in a directing class right now, so I know that their job's not easy. However, I do think General Hospital should win, because that's my show, and I honestly think that, they're doing good things, and I think that they deserve the recognition. Plus,
I
really like the way, there's a lot of, another thing with directing is, the overall aesthetic that you see that you're presented with, and I really think that show, I like the way things look. I know that sounds so shallow, but I like the way things look in Port Charles. I don't know, that's kind of stupid sounding, but I mean, when you think about it, sometimes you watch a TV show and you don't like the way stuff looks.
It's a really valid point. One of the things that I said was one of the best changes I've enjoyed about the Cartini regime over at GH was the fact that when Frank Valentini came into that series as it, when he basically took over, all of a sudden you could see light inside the houses in General Hospital. It wasn't dark anymore. Literally, there was light coming in through windows and that kind of thing. And, I mean, that's more production and it's more set design and things like that, but it is appreciated. And, it, you know, the directing kind of does go into that, too. But I think they do a great job over in GH.
Oh,
yeah,
I totally agree.
Like, the show, okay, this is a perfect example. I don't know if you've ever watched the original CSI. That is one of my favorite shows, but it drives me crazy because it's like the show is in the dark. Like, it's like they turned the lights out and filmed it, and it drives me crazy. And, you know, if you don't like looking at something, you're not going to enjoy it. And even though I love the characters, it drives me crazy. So I like the way things look on General Hospital, which is so cheesy, but it makes sense, you know, when you explain it.
Okay, two more of the categories here. We've got Outstanding Special Guest Performer in a Drama Series. Nominees are Meredith Baxter, Young and the Restless, Sally Kellerman, Young and the Restless, Donna Mills, General Hospital, Linda Elena Tovar, General Hospital, Fred Willard, Bold and Beautiful, and Ray Wise, Young and the Restless.
Okay, Linda Tovar was not really a guest, was she? I think she was more
recurring. She was a special guest, but anyway.
Yeah,
whatever.
And now she's on there, like, regularly, if
uh-huh.
I'm not mistaken.
Anyway.
I saw her last week, so. But anyway, Cody, go ahead.
Anyway, for me, it's who should win and who I think will win is Donna Mills. Who?
I have to say, looking at this category, I agree. I understand Meredith Baxter did some work over at Y&R, but from what everybody I heard said that they complained because she wasn't given great material. Now, that said, she's a great actress, but I don't know if this was the right role to shine for her. And the only the one I saw was, besides Donna Mills and Linda Lena, were Fred Willard, and it was a blink and a miss it kind of thing. So I'm going with Donna Mills on this one, too.
I have one thing to say. All hail the queen, Donna Mills. Like, I think she's freaking awesome. I love that woman, okay? She was slaying on General Hospital, and I feel like Donna Mills in that category is kind of amusing to me because I feel like she was kind of, she's like in a category of her own. Like
I agree.
She's just incomparable to me, so I feel like she should totally take that, and I want her to win. And she's the queen, and if she looks that good at 70, I'll have what she's having. Anyway.
Okay, so last one, potentially maybe two categories, but since you mentioned it earlier, we probably want to go into it. Outstanding New Approaches Drama Series. Nominees are Anacostia, The Beta Series, Beacon Hill, and East Lost High. I'm not even going to pretend to be anything biased on this one. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not going to pretend
Bay,
I'm like not. Yeah, I'm not going to
pretend. Yeah,
I'm going to
pretend. Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and make that call, even having never seen any of the other shows. I love The Bay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and something else I love about The Bay, but not only is the show great, the actors are just so sweet in person. I mean, we've had a couple of Bay actors on the show, and they're just total class acts.
Not only that, but the cast of that show is killer. Like, they have a top.
They are. They're some of the cream of the crop when you.
Yeah.
They are the absolute cream of the crop. I agree.
You know my man, Matt Afshard's on that show. And
amen,
that,
girl.
That's all you got to say right there. So,
you
yeah.
know my girl, Mary Beth Evans, is on that show. So, no, the cast of that show is killing it. Like, they are killing
they are
it.
Killing
they
it.
Have everybody that you could imagine. Like, if you're a fan of a show and you want to find that actor, go look at The Bay, because I'm pretty sure they're on there.
Exactly.
So, I'm not going to pretend that I am not biased because I want them to take it.
No.
Now, the other categories, and I don't know if you guys want to go over those or not, but that we've also got Outstanding Performer in a New Approaches Drama Series. There's Outstanding Casting for a Drama Series. And then
Mark
Teshner, or
General Hospital. Is he not?
Yes,
okay,
well,
he should win. Nominated for his 87th, you know, nomination or something like that because he gets
Are
nominated.
Are you serious?
I'm exaggerating. But you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't something like that because he is amazing.
Absolutely. He finds just treasures, and then they become like sensational, and they become a big deal. So Mark Teshner's doing it right. What's the other category you mentioned?
Outstanding Performer in a New Approaches Drama Series.
Sure,
nominees
for
that are Sarah Brown on Beacon Hill, Martha Byrne and Acacia, Andrea Evans, The Vanity, Vanessa Vasquez, East Los High, and Danielle Vega, East Los High.
I'm going to have to go to Chapel Hill, or Beacon Hill, because that's the only one I know.
I have not seen, unfortunately, any of those shows, although Sarah Brown, Martha Byrne, and Andrea Evans, I've certainly seen their work before, and they're all over. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Sarah Brown, because she's Sarah Brown.
Well, exactly. Then we have outstanding art direction, set direction, scenic design for a drama series. So here you go, Emily.
General Hospital.
Beautiful Day for Lives, General Hospital, Young and the Restless. And that's all over VA.
Absolutely. General Hospital.
Well,
okay. Thanks for...
Oh, wow,
we killed 45 minutes, just so y'all know.
Yeah. Thanks for...
Well... And there are lots of other small categories you can kind of debate and discuss, but I think we covered most of the big ones. Yeah.
And my predictions will probably be up on the blog tomorrow, so I'll link both of y'all to that.
I'm going to say I'll write a blog post, but it probably won't happen because I haven't written a blog since, like, November, but whatever.
You know what? I'll go ahead and add it to your blog, Cody. I'll add it as a comment in there, so that way we can look back after the winners are announced. I would like to kind of revisit this after we see the after they release the clips up for the nominees.
Yeah,
you know, I'd like to see if they see
after I have a chance to look at all the clips. I'll do the same thing I did last year. I'll rank the performances first or whatever, and I'll link y'all to that.
Yeah, I'd like to revisit this after we see that.
It's the same thing
I did
last year.
These shows are a lot because it takes so long to go through all the categories. I can't believe we killed off all that time.
I know, I agree. Thanks for joining us today, guys. Kathy.
Oh, that's not a problem. You know, always have a good time.
Her name's like Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
She's the enabler. Get it right.
Yes, you're the enabler.
She's the enabler.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's the reason I'm obsessed with freaking Steven Taylor. Like, don't even play, Kathy.
Oh, God. Okay.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to let you go, Kathy, and I'll talk to you later. All right, girl?
All right, I'll talk with you guys later. I enjoyed it.
All right,
bye.
Thanks
again. That was fun. I always enjoy when Kathy stops by the show. I always enjoy it.
Yeah, but like it's like up in the group chat, like texting, except
exactly.
Not.
A group
no,
text,
Kathy
but whatever.
Is my girl. Like, I'm surprised we all agreed so much tonight. That's not normal. Okay, I'll do an announcement. I know we only have like 2 minutes.
3 minutes.
Thursday we have Nathan Varney. He's an ABC executive. You should all tune in. And please don't call and bitch at him about the show because. Please don't. We don't want to hear it.
We're not about that.
Yeah, you can call and give constructive comments, but don't call and complain about things because I am not about that drama. And if I recognize your number and know that's why you're calling, you're not getting through. Just
exactly.
To be honest. No, because honestly, I feel like people think General Hospital shouldn't win its awards now because of all the drama that's going on right now online.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so stupid because they overlook all the good things that have happened because of one, like, little incident that's going on right now, and they don't think it should win. That drives me crazy. Anyway, I'll shut up now.
I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right, cool. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed our daytime Emmy discussion. It's always fun having a Kathy on the show and since y'all heard all the announcements, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.